From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Senate Democrats, with no room to spare, have headed off a Republican filibuster of a massive spending bill to fund nearly half of the federal government. The measure would provide tens of billions of dollars in increased funding for a number of federal agencies. GOP Senator John Cornyn of Texas argued that those increases are not warranted, especially at a time when many American families are having trouble making ends meet.
I don't know of any other area in the economy where people are spending 12% over what they spent last year. Certainly no family budget in America, no business in America is spending 12% this year more than they did last year.
The Senate voted to cut off debate on the bill, but only after the voting period was extended to allow Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman, who's an Orthodox Jew, to walk more than 3 miles to Capitol Hill after attending services at his synagogue. The sound of tens of thousands of demonstrators in Copenhagen marching through the city streets today demanding the delegates to the UN climate conference agree on a global strategy to combat climate change. The BBC's Matt McGraw says the march was organized by a broad coalition of environmental groups, climate activists, and human rights organizations.
They want what they term a fair and ambitious deal to come out of Copenhagen. They're quite clear about the nature of that. It must have high emissions cuts for the developed countries. It must have lots of money for the developing countries to cope with the damages caused by rising climate. And it must have strict a strict goal on what the world should do. It's very clear that that those ambitions may not actually be turned into reality because the politicians who are negotiating here are very, very divided amongst themselves as to how they achieve that. The draft documents we've seen so far wouldn't meet the demands of the people who've been marching today in all of their entirety. They meet some of them.
The BBC's Matt McGraw. The march was mainly peaceful, but police rounded up more than 600 protesters who set off fireworks and threw rocks at windows. In Baghdad, European, Chinese, and Russian companies have won contracts in an auction for investment in Iraq's oil industry. NPR's Quill Lawrence has more.
American-led companies sat on the sidelines as the world's other biggest oil consortiums won a share of Iraq's oil bonanza, some of the last great untapped reserves in the world. In the first round of auctions earlier this year, most companies refused Iraq's terms. This second round saw giant companies like Royal Dutch Shell, as well as Russian and Chinese national companies, take Iraq's offer, earning them a fee as small as $1.39 per barrel. Oil analysts believe the companies cannot resist the opportunity to get a foot in the door of Iraq's reviving oil industry. Ongoing security problems in parts of Iraq discouraged bidding for several fields. As a reminder, several mortars landed Saturday on the heavily bunkered Green Zone in the center of Baghdad, at least one of them within the U.S. Embassy compound. No injuries were reported. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
This is NPR News. Rescue crews have found no sign so far of three climbers who are missing on Oregon's Mount Hood. The three were expected back yesterday, but sent a text message from the mountain early this morning. The British government has launched a public service campaign in the French Alps, warning British citizens on ski vacations there to go easy on alcoholic drinks when out on the slopes. Eleanor Beardsley has the story.
Posters, flyers, and coasters with the words, "Don't catch your death," are being distributed at French winter resorts popular with the English. The posters show young drinkers glass in hand before an alpine background. The UK Foreign Office campaign comes after more than 30 Britons died in alpine ski resorts last year. According to British diplomats, many died because they underestimated the risk of drinking at a high altitude. French authorities say drunk skiing is becoming a growing problem in resorts and has caused several accidents on the slopes in recent winters, including avalanches set off by tipsy tourists going off-piste. A study published by the British Foreign Office estimated a third of British skiers and snowboarders under 25 had experienced problems abroad linked to a mix of altitude, adrenaline, and alcohol. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Hundreds of police officers and other customers in Parkland, Washington, stood in a long line this morning for the reopening of the coffee shop where four police officers were shot and killed 2 weeks ago. Brad Carpenter, CEO of Forza Coffee, which runs the shop, says the response was overwhelming.
The line has been roughly 2.5-3 hours long to get inside, and we're just blown away that people would wait that long.
Carpenter says people told him they came not only out of respect for the slain officers, but to show community solidarity. The alleged killer of the officers was later shot and killed by police in Seattle. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.